gat a spear and rode against Sir Tristram in great ire. And there Sir Tristram met with him and smote Sir Bleoberis from his horse. So then the king with the 100 knights was wroth, and he horsed Sir Bleoberis and Sir Gaheris again. And there began a great medley, and ever so Sir Tristram held him passing short, and ever Sir Bleoberis was passing busy upon Sir Tristram. And there came Sir Dinadan against Sir Tristram, and Sir Tristram gave him such a buffet that he swooned in his saddle. Then anon Sir Dinadan came to Sir Tristram and said, "Sir, I know thee better than thou weenest, for here I promise thee my troth, I will never come against thee more, for I promise thee that sword of thine shall never come on mine helm." With that came Sir Bleoberis, and Sir Tristram gave him such a buffet that down he laid his head, and then he wrought him so sore by the helm that he pulled him under his horse's feet. And then King Arthur blew to lodging. Then Sir Tristram departed to his pavilion, and Sir Dinadan rode with him, and Sir Persides, and King Arthur then, and the kings upon both parties, marvel what knight that was with the black shield. And many said their advice, and some knew him for Sir Tristram, and then and held their peace, and would not say. So that first day King Arthur and all the kings and lords that were judges gave Sir Tristram the prize, howbeit they knew him not, but named him the knight with the black shield. Page 438. Chapter 30. How Sir Tristram returned against King Arthur's party, because he saw Sir Palomedes on that party. And then upon the morn Sir Palomedes returned from the King of Northgales, and rode to King Arthur's side, where was King Carados and King of Ireland, and Sir Lancelot's kin, and Sir Gawain's kin. So Sir Palomedes sent the damosel unto Sir Tristram. Then he sent him to seek when he was out of his mind in the forest. And this damosel asked Sir Tristram what he was, and what was his name. "As for that," said Sir Tristram, "tell Sir Palomedes, ye shall not wit as at this time unto the time. I have broken 2 spears upon him, but let him wit this much," said Sir Tristram, "that I am the same knight that he smote down in over evening at the tournament, and tell him plainly on what party that Sir Palomedes be. I will be of that contrary party." "Sir," said the damosel, "you shall understand that Sir Palomedes will be on King Arthur's side, where the most noble knights of the world be." "In the name of God," said Sir Tristram, "then will I be with the King of Northgales, because Sir Palomedes will be on King Arthur's side, and else I would not but for his sake." So when King Arthur was come, they blew into the field, and then there began a great party. And so King Carados jousted with the King of the 100 Knights, and there King Carados had a fall, and then was there hurling and rashing, and right so came in knights of King Arthur's, and they bare aback the King of Northgales' knights. And then Sir Tristram came in and began so roughly and so bigly that there was none might withstand him, and thus Sir Tristram dured long. Page 439. And at the last Sir Tristram fell among the fellowship of King Ban, and there fell upon him Sir Bors de Ganis, and Sir Ector de Maris, and Sir Blamor de Ganis, and many other knights. And then Sir Tristram smote on the right hand and on the left hand, that all the lords and ladies spoke of his noble deeds. But at last Sir Tristram should have had the worse, had not the king with the 100 knights been. And then he came with his fellowship and rescued Sir Tristram, and brought him away from those knights that bear the shields of Cornwall. And then Sir Tristram saw another fellowship by themself, and there were 40 knights together, and Sir Kay the seneschal was their governor. Then Sir Tristram rode in amongst them, and there he smote down Sir Kay from his horse, and there he fared among the knights like a grey hounded among conies. And there Sir Lancelot found a knight that was sore wounded upon the head. "Sir," said Sir Lancelot, "who wounded you so sore?" "Sir," he said, "a knight that beareth a black shield, and I may curse the time that ever I met with him, for he is a devil and no man." So Sir Lancelot departed from him, and thought to meet with Sir Tristram, and so he rode with his sword drawn in his hand to seek Sir Tristram, and then he espied him how he hurled here and there, and at every stroke Sir Tristram well nigh smote down a knight. "Oh, mercy, Jesu," said the king, "sith the time I bear my arms, I bear arms ere I never no knight do so marvelous deeds of arms. And if I should set upon this knight, said Sir Launcelot to himself, I did shame to myself. And therewith Sir Launcelot put up his sword. And then the king with the 100 knights and 100 more of North Wales set upon the 20 of Sir Launcelot's kin, and they 20 knights held them ever together as wild swine, and none would fail other. Page 440. And so when Sir Tristram beheld the noblesse of these 20 knights, he marveled of their good deeds, for he saw by their fare and by their rule that they had liever die than avoid the field. Now, Jesu, said Sir Tristram, may he be valiant and full of prowess that hath such a sort of noble knights unto his kin, and full like is he to be a noble man that is their leader and governor. He meant it by Sir Launcelot du Lake, and when Sir Tristram had beholden them long, he thought, shame to see 200 knights battering upon 20 knights. Then Sir Tristram rode unto the king with the 100 knights, and said, Sir, leave your fighting with those 20 knights, for ye win no worship of them, be ye so many and they so few, and wit ye well that they will not out of the field. I see by their cheer and countenance and worship, get ye none, and ye slay them. Therefore leave your fighting with them, for I, to increase my worship, I will ride to the 20 knights, and help them with all my might and power. Nay, said the king with the 100 knights, ye shall not do so. Now I see your courage and courtesy. I will withdraw my knights for your pleasure, for evermore a good knight will favor another, and like will draw to the like. Chapter 31. How Sir Tristram found Palomides by a well, and brought him with him to his lodging. And then the king with the 100 knights withdrew his knights. And all this while, and long before Sir Launcelot had watched upon Sir Tristram with a very purpose to have fellowshipped with him, and then suddenly Sir Tristram, Sir Dinadan, and Gouvernail, his man, rode his way into the forest, that no man perceived where they went. So then King Arthur blew unto lodging, and gave the king of Northgales the prize, because Sir Tristram was upon his side. Page 441. Then Sir Launcelot rode here and there, so wood as lion, that faulted his fill, because he had lost Sir Tristram, and so he returned unto King Arthur. And then in all the field was a noise, that with the wind it might be heard 2 miles thence, how the lords and ladies cried, The knight with the black shield hath won the field. Alas, said King Arthur, where is that knight become? It is shame to all those in the field so to let him escape away from you, but with gentleness and courtesy ye might have brought him unto me, to the castle of Maidens. And then the noble King Arthur went unto his knights and comforted them in their best wise that he could, and said, My fair fellows, be not dismayed, howbeit ye have lost the field this day. And many were hurt and sore wounded, and many were whole. My fellows, said King Arthur, look that ye be of good cheer, for to morn I will be in the field with you, and revenge you of your enemies. So that night King Arthur and his knights reposed him themselves. The damosel that came from La Belle Isoud unto Sir Tristram, all the while the tournament was adoing she was with Queen Guinevere, and ever the queen asked for her what cause she came into that country. Madame, she answered, I come for none other cause but for my lady La Belle Isoud, to wit of your welfare, for in why she would not tell the queen that she came for Sir Tristram's sake. So this lady, Dame Brangwine, took her leave of Queen Guinevere, and she rode after Sir Tristram, and as she rode through the forest, she heard a great cry, and then she commanded her squire to go into the forest to wit what was that noise. And so he came to a well, and there he found a knight, bounden until a tree till a tree crying, as he would have been wood, and his horse and his harness standing by him. And when he espied the squire, therewith he abrayed and brake himself loose, and took his sword in his hand, and ran to have slain that squire. Page 442. Then he took his horse and fled all that ever he might unto Dame Brangwaine, and told her of his adventure, and then she rode unto Sir Tristram's pavilion, and told Sir Tristram what adventure she had found in the forest. Alas, said Sir Tristram, upon my head there is some good knight at mischief. Then Sir Tristram took his horse and his sword and rode thither, and there he heard how the knight complained unto himself and said, I, woeful knight, Sir Palamedes, what misadventure falleth me that thus am defiled with falsehood and treason through Sir Bors and Sir Ector? Alas, he said, why live I so long? And then he gat his sword in his hand and made many a strange signs and tokens, and so through his raging he threw his sword into that fountain. Then Sir Palamedes wailed and wrang his hands, and at the last, for pure sorrow, he ran into the fat fountain over his belly and sought after his sword. Then Sir Tristram saw that and ran upon Sir Palamedes and held him in his arms fast. What art thou, said Palamedes, that holdeth me so? I am a man of this forest that would thee none harm. Alas, said Sir Palamedes, I may never win worship where Sir Tristram is, for ever where he is, and I be there, then get I no worship. And if he be away, for the most part I have the gree, unless that Sir Lancelot be there, or Sir Lamorak. And then Sir Palamedes said, once in Ireland Sir Tristram put me to the worst, and another time in Cornwall, and in other places in this land. What would ye do, said Sir Tristram, and ye had Sir Tristram? I would fight with him, said Sir Palamedes, and ease my heart upon him, and yet to say thee sooth. Sir Tristram is the gentlest knight in this world living. What will ye do, said Sir Tristram? Will ye go with me to your lodging? Page 443. Nay, said he, I will go to the king with 100 knights, for he rescued me from Sir Bors de Ganis and Sir Ector, and else had I been slain traitorly. Sir Tristram said him such kind words that Sir Palamedes went with him to his lodging, and then Gouvernail went to and charged Dame Bragwaine to go out of the way to her lodging, and bid ye Sir Persides that he make him no quarrels. And so they rode together till they came to Sir Tristram's pavilion, and there Sir Palamedes had all the cheer that might be had all that night. But in no wise Sir Palamedes might not know what was Sir Tristram, and so after supper they ye to rest, and Sir Tristram for great travail slept till it was day, and Sir Palamedes might not sleep for anguish, and in the dawning of the day he took his horse privily and rode his way unto Sir Gaheris and unto Sir Sagramour le Desirous, where they were in their pavilions, for they three were fellows at the beginning of the tournament. And then upon the morn the knight blew into the tournament upon the third day.